You're listening to SBS News.
Precision Air Flight 494 was flying from Tanzania's capital Dar es Salaam to the town of Bukoba in the far northwestern corner of the country. There, the small ATR propeller plane was supposed to land in an airport near Lake Victoria, Africa's largest lake. But weather challenged the landing. William Wapagale, commander of the provincial police, explains.
When the aircraft was about 100 metres mid-air, it encountered problems and bad weather. It was raining and the plane plunged into the water. Everything is under control. The Army's head of rescue missions and firefighters from the province of Kagera are on the scene. They're fully equipped to deal with rescues and safety. Rescue efforts are currently underway in order to retrieve the aircraft.
According to a survivor, water started flooding the front of the plane, while people at the back reached for an exit. A flight attendant managed to open a door and passengers rushed to the wings and the roof. Rescuers as well as local fishermen came to help. A rescuer, Hashimu Rashidi Tuhuda, shares his experience.
People opened the emergency door, but as we would try to rescue people, water would surge in. I rescued 7 people myself.
The pilots were first reported to be among survivors, but authorities later confirmed they died. Tanzanian President Samia Suluhu Hassan expressed condolences. Prime Minister Kassim Majaliwa came to Bukoba to address the crowd of survivors and relatives of those who are still missing.
We recovered 19 bodies. There are 2 people whose whereabouts are still unknown.
Bukoba Airport has been closed until further notice. Precision Air is the largest private airline of Tanzania, owned in part by Kenya Airways. Company CEO Patrick Wanri said they will keep supporting those affected by the crash.
We will continue to provide support for the victims and their families here in Dar es Salaam and Bukoba. We ask the affected families to remain calm at this time while the evacuation process is ongoing. The report we have is that people who were rescued were taken to a government hospital and are receiving treatment.
He also said the airline has opened a center for passengers who are affected and the relatives who are following the rescue efforts. The exact circumstances of the crash are still under investigation. Julien Huyer, SBS News.